Legion. Thank you for listening to Comic Talk Today. I am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for October 29th, 2019. Happy early Halloween. And we're just going to get right into the news. This is going to be a lighter news episode, but an average, slightly heavy rumor mill. So, news in TV and streaming, we're talking about the Mandalorian trailer that got released today, or as I'm filming this, or recording this rather, today. There will be a reaction slash breakdown video on my YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy, if you are interested to go check that out. Otherwise, you can find a link to the trailer in the description, and you can go check it out for yourself. What do you think? Are you excited about The Mandalorian? I'm pretty excited. I don't know if excited is exactly the word, but it's as close as we can get to how I feel. Anxious, maybe. Next in TV news, we have a new CW show has just been announced. Tyler Hoechlin, and Bitsy Tulloch have been announced to be the new Lois and Clark officially. They are getting their own show together. Superman and Lois is the working title right now. It will be on the CW, and it has been confirmed by multiple sources, one of which being Superman himself, Tyler Hoechlin. Staying with the DC TV side of things, we have an update on the Batwoman show, also on CW. It, as well as Nancy Drew, both got signed for a full season, which means they are going from 13 episodes to 22 episodes, which also leads to believe that they will likely be picked up for a second season, though beyond that, we may never know. But that is what we have for TV. We are moving over to movies. And in movies, we have the announcement again today as I'm recording this. D.B. Weiss and David Benioff are no longer attached to the Star Wars franchise. This is due to their Netflix deal. They had to walk away from Star Wars. So we are now only getting the Rian Johnson trilogy, and then very theoretically another trilogy from somebody else. Perhaps Kevin Feige will be doing a trilogy in the Star Wars universe instead of just a single movie. And we'll get to that in just a little bit. But next, we're talking about another remake in Hollywood. This time, it's Sinbad. You may or may not remember the old movie, Sinbad and the Seven Seas. Well, that story has been around for quite some time, and it is being remade once again over in Hollywood, and they just got the financing so that they can go into production sometime in 2020. And then our final piece of news for the episode, for movies even, is The Joker. The Joker has officially beat Deadpool as the highest grossing rated R movie ever, and is actually kind of on track to make $1 billion, which would be freaking awesome. But that is the news. Now we're jumping into the rumor mill, and we're back into Feige's Star Wars. So, like I referenced earlier, there's things to talk about. The big thing being that apparently Feige is in fact looking to cast Brie Larson in his Star Wars movie. And he's looking to cast her as Ahsoka Tano from the Rebels series, the animated series, which is a really interesting choice if it's true, but it's just a rumor, so we don't know that for certain just yet. We do have a very interesting rumor surrounding the DC Extended Universe, and it's kind of a series of rumors that feed into each other, so we're just going to start at the top and work our way down. So, first, rumors are sprouting up that Matt Reeves' Batman, alongside J.J. Abrams' Superman movies, are going to start a new universe in the Warner Brothers multiverse. So they are not going to be the DCEU as we know it. They are going to be starting a new DCEU while the existing DCEU remains. that also leads to another rumor that says that because that is the case, that Margot Robbie's Joker and Jared Leto's, or I'm sorry, Margot Robbie's Harley and Jared Leto's Joker, got those backwards, are going to remain, and the movie that they were supposed to have done that has been put on the back burner and for all intents and purposes forgotten by Warner Brothers is now again going to be made, is moving forward, according to the rumor. Also, continuing along that line of the rumor, we hear that even though they are maintaining the original DC Extended Universe, keeping Aquaman and Wonder Woman as well, Batman and Superman in the original DCEU will be dead. So Affleck and Cavill are for real gone. And somewhere in the mix still lies that Flash movie. Next, we're going back over to Star Wars. This time, it has to do with The Rise of Skywalker. And there have been leaks and leaks and leaks and leaks. And if some of these leaks are true, I really don't know how I feel about this movie. But I'm still going to go see it, and it's still going to be a very exciting thing. But we're not talking about leaks. We are talking about rumors. And this rumor is really interesting because this has Hayden Christensen... being rumored to make a return as Anakin in the movie, but not as a Force ghost. Very likely he's going to be returning, if this rumor is true, in a flashback. And we will also very possibly be seeing Harrison Ford, according to another rumor. Harrison Ford will potentially be returning also in a flashback. So that will be really cool to see everyone back on screen one last time. Staying with Disney now, we're going over to Falcon and Winter Soldier, the Disney Plus series. The new rumor there is that Chris Evans will be returning for 2 episodes as Captain America. From multiple sources, they are saying different things. Some sources are saying he's going to be Cap, young Cap again, and then other sources still are saying that he is going to be old man Cap. So if it happens, he'll likely be one of the two, right? Again, rumors, so take this with a giant grain of sand, salt, whatever. Next, we're talking about a very interesting kind of follow-up rumor. Punisher, John Barenthal's Punisher, to be specific, is going to be making a return to the MCU, according to a couple of rumors, actually. And again, this is kind of a follow-up to the fact that we heard that Charlie Cox's Daredevil and Kristen Ritter's Jessica Jones are potentially going to be seeing their way back into the MCU as well. Though those rumors are less solid in that it could very likely just be the character. This Punisher rumor is very specific in that it will be Jon Bernthal returning as the Punisher in the MCU. Again, with the craziness that we are anticipating with the new Doctor Strange movie and the introduction of a proper multiverse, very likely, even if it is Jon Bernthal playing the Punisher, it won't be the same Netflix Punisher that we got on Netflix. Next, again, staying in the Disney Plus and Disney side of things, we have rumor that we will be seeing a new Hulk in the MCU. If you remember, at the end of Endgame, Hulk, Bruce Banner Hulk, was kind of decommissioned. This will not be the last that we see of Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk, though it will be an introduction of Amadeus Chow, or Cho, rather, because Ruffalo's contract is running short. Again, Hulk has been decommissioned, so we don't know exactly how long it's going to take him to heal. There are rumors that say he will never heal. He will just be a supporting character until his contract runs out. Amadeus Cho is rumored to be introduced in the She-Hulk series, and then we'll get his own Disney Plus series before he makes his way over to the movies. And then our last rumor, we are moving back over to Star Wars, but staying in the Disney camp. And this rumor actually seems to be one of the rumors in this episode that has the most legs. It seems that the powers that be over at Star Wars are looking to do a Kylo Ren prequel story with Adam Driver interested in reprising the role of Kylo. So this last Skywalker movie very potentially will not be the last we see of Kylo Ren. This will be a prequel once again, and it is not set in stone that it will be a movie. It very possibly could be a prequel Disney Plus series. The reason I feel like this has the most legs of any of the rumors for this episode is that they are doing that new comic book that is The Rise of Kylo Ren. So, very interesting, but again, they are just rumors. And that is the end of this episode, guys. Thank you very much for joining me for a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture. Then subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice, or to go deeper into these nerdy bits plus much more nerdy action in comic books specifically, and gaming and music and even more TV and movies on occasion. Then you can join me over on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.